any sense. I believe that's our ring.
All right, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Cedric in the lobby of the hotel. Listen.
Well, Mr. Abner, you can't tell me to clean out no rooms upstairs.
Who can't? I just now told you.
Well, that's Mr. Lum's part of the hotel.
Not no more, it ain't, Cedric. Me and Lum has joined up together again.
Oh, you mean you went back into partnerships in the hotel?
Yeah. Facts is all I could do. Old Lum bring them 17 families up here yesterday and got them to move into my part of the hotel. With that 25 cents a day rate I was charging, why, they would have bankrupted me in no time at all. Lum stone broke.
Well, I thought the more business you got, the more money you made.
No, not at them rates, Cedric.
Oh.
And that Lum knowed that, too. I had to raise the rates back up again to get them families to move out of here. And, of course, that give Lum a chance to open up his half the hotel again and go back into competitions with me.
Well, I thought you said you went back into partnerships.
Yeah, well, that was later on. First thing he done was make his rates lower than the ones I had to raise mine up to. Then I was in danger of losing all of my guests. And then, well, I don't know. Both of us got some mixed up, but all we could do was just go back into partnerships and charge everybody the same rates.
Well, I guess I better go in partnerships with you, too, because I'm mixed up, I know that.
Well, Cedric, you ain't mixed up in the hotel business, though. We don't want no more partners in here. Me and Lum have enough trouble agreeing without getting three to agree.
Yes, Ma.
Lum don't know it, but I still got the best of the deal, Cedric.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Wilson, he's paying me $5 a day for every one of them crooks that I'm keeping in them rooms that he fixed up with them digger phones. And, no, I reckon I ought not to have told you that.
Oh, what was that, Mr. Abner?
Oh, nothing, Cedric. Just forget it.
Well, might forget to forget it. What'd you say about digger phones?
Cedric, I told you to get upstairs and clean up them rooms. Now, hurry up, scat.
Oh, why did Mr. Wilson...
Cedric, just a minute. Here comes Dick Huddleston. Now, get on upstairs and leave us alone. I got something I want to talk to personal with Dick.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, howdy, Dick. Proud to see you. I was hoping you'd drop over to the hotel.
Well, I can't stay long, Abner. Just wanted to see how you're getting along now that you and Lum have patched things up.
Well, the hotel's running fine, I reckon. But you know I'm just worried plumb to death about Lum.
Lum?
Yeah, I just know he's going to get himself into some trouble. I've got a feeling that that gang of jewel thieves is talking him into doing something that he'll have his regrets over.
Well, Abner, that's what we've thought all along, but nothing's happened yet.
Yeah, but I think they're up to something now. Last night, Lum and Professor Collinmore locked themselves up in the office here, and I know the professor was trying to talk Lum into something that he don't want to do.
What makes you think that?
Hey, Mr. Abner.
Cedric, get out of here. This is personal business now.
I seen Jack Bailey cross the street over there a minute ago.
Well, you just get on upstairs now, Cedric, and tend to them rooms, and don't be looking out the street at Jack Bailey or nobody else.
Well, I just told you, I thought maybe you'd want to hide.
Well, you can't be no queen for a day anyway if you met him personal, Cedric. Go on, get out of here now. On that boy. Where was we at, Dick?
Oh, I say, what makes you think that they're trying to talk Lum into something he don't want to do?
Well, I heard Lum raise his voice a time or two and say that there weren't no use arguing with him, for he weren't going to do it.
Well, if he refused, well, you ain't got nothing to worry about then, Abner.
Yeah, but directly the professor stomped out of here.
Hey, Mr. Abner.
What is it now, Cedric?
Your Honor's Corny Struby over across the street. You want to hide?
Cedric! Go upstairs, get in a room, pull the shades down, and then clean it up. Don't be looking out of them window. Get out of here now. Anyway, why, the professor, directly, he stomped out of the office. Looked like he's mad enough to bite. And in a few minutes, is that boy sticking his head around? Cedric, move, get back upstairs. Don't be sticking your head around there. Because he's got ears big as an elephant. But, and he's gone now. I don't want him to hear nothing about it.
Oh, no, you can't tell Cedric. He'll spread it all over town.
Yeah, I know it. Well, anyway, in a few minutes, I seen Lum talking to Trixie. And I know she talked him into whatever it was, for Lum thinks the world all of her.
Well, I'm satisfied, Abner, that Lum's working for the professor all right, but I believe he's got too much sense to do anything that'll get him into any trouble.
Well, I don't know.
Where's Lum now?
I don't know where he at. He left out of here with Mr. Wilson at B-Tech a day a while ago, but they never said where they was going.
Well, that's funny. Seeing with the crooks one minute, with the detective the next.
Yeah, I hope Mr. Wilson don't arrest him.
Well, maybe he was just trying to question Lum and see what he could find out about him.
Wait a minute. I believe that's him coming up out there now.
The detective?
No, Lum. Yeah, that's him.
Well, wonder what became of Mr. Wilson. I sort of wanted to see him and ask him what he's found out about those crooks. Seems to me that it's time he's taking action if he's ever going to.
Oh, he won't talk. He's sort of close now. Mind out there comes Lum. See if you can't talk some sense into his head, Dick.
Well, I don't think it's much use to try to talk to him. Well, howdy, Lum.
Well, howdy, Dick. I never knowed you was here.
Where's Mr. Wilson?
Oh, I don't know where he went. We got separated. He was talking something about leaving.
Leaving?
Yeah, I don't think he likes Pine Ridge very well.
You mean he's aiming on leaving town?
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me none if we never seen him again.
Well, he never checked out or nothing. I dog is he still owes me $5 a day for them, nothing.
Still owes you for what?
For room rent, I guess you'd call it. Dog is, I don't believe he's actually left, though. He couldn't have. I'm going back up to his room and see if his hand satchel and stuff still in there.
Well, it's all there. I know it is.
How do you know it is?
Well, it's bound to be. He never had it with him when he left.
Well, he might have sneaked it out during the night and hid it somewhere. I dog as I'm going up there and find it.
Go ahead. I know you won't find it there, though. You oughtn't to be going through a guest room that way.
Hey, Lum, what makes you think that Wilson's going to leave?
Oh, I don't know, Dick. I've got a feeling that he won't be here long.
You've got a feeling. Abner says he's got a feeling something's going to happen, too.
Something's going to happen?
Yeah. He's worried about you again, Lum.
Worried about me?
Yeah, afraid you'll get into some kind of trouble. He heard you talking to Professor Collinmore last night.
He did? He never heard what we're talking about, did he?
Well, I don't think so. He said he thought Professor Collinmore was trying to get you to do something that you didn't want to do. And he said he saw Trixie talking to you, too.
Oh, well, no, you fellas needn't worry about me, Dick. I know what I'm doing.
Well, that's what I told him, but, Lum, you do want to be awful careful now. Don't you let them talk you into doing anything that's wrong.
Well, Dick, if a fellow was forced to do something wrong, could they send him to the penitentiary first?
What do you mean, Lum?
Well, if they catched a feller doing something again the law and arrested him for it, but he could prove to the jury that he was forced into it, they couldn't convict him then, could they?
Well, that all depends on the case. You can't tell about what a jury will do till they bring in a verdict.
Yeah, that's right. Well, if a feller takes pay for doing something, not knowing what it is he's going to be called on to do, and then they want him to do something that he knows is wrong, and he don't want to do it, but he has to because he's already took the money for it, well, what then?
I don't know, Lum. You've got me all mixed up now. Why? What do you want to know about that for?
Oh, nothing. I just got to wondering about it. I don't believe it's as bad that way, though, as it is when it's premeditated crime.
You must be wrong about him leaving, Lum. All his stuff's still up there in his room. Ain't been packed up or nothing.
I'm pretty sure he won't be back, though, Abner.
Well, you know he'd have took his belongings with him, Lum. Well,
maybe he didn't know he was going to leave when he left the hotel here.
What's that, Lum?
Oh, nothing. I mean, maybe he aimed to leave his stuff, or he might have been in too big a rush.
Yeah, if he don't show up, I believe them clothes of his'n will just about fit me. I cut them down a little. That'll help make up for that money he owes me.
Well, now, don't go taking nothing that don't belong to you, Abner. Did you lock up your store to come over here, Dick?
Well, no. The wife's looking after the store while I'm gone, though.
Uh-huh. Don't reckon she's wanting to get off to start supper or anything like that, do you?
I don't know, hardly. Why, Lum?
Oh, I just happen to think she might be sort of uneasy about you.
Here, you're not trying to rush me off, are you?
Oh, no. I don't want you to think that at all. No, I never meant that.
Well, I've got to be going anyway, Lum.
I was just thinking, if you can't stay now, maybe you could come back some other time when you ain't so pushed for time.
Yeah, well, I told her I wouldn't be gone long.
Abner, have you got the groceries for the dining room for supper?
No, I ain't yet.
I was just thinking it might be a good idea for you to go along with Dick. getting pretty late, you know.
Yeah, sure. If you're going now, Dick, I'll just go along with you.
Well, sure. I've got my car right outside here. Save you a walk. Well, I'll see you later, Lom.
Yeah, come back, Dick.
If Elizabeth calls, tell her I'll be back directly.
Hello? Professor Colin Moore? Well, I done it. Yeah. No, there wasn't a soul saw me. Well, he was pretty hard to handle. Heap stouter than he looks like he was. But I can tell you this, you don't have to worry about Mr. Wilson no more.
What does Lum mean, we don't have to worry about Mr. Wilson? Be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.